بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد: إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected elders and friends, in this journey Allah Ta'ala's farwell karam, Allah Ta'ala has brought us here, and in the company of our pious elders, we should realize, as Maulana explained all the beautiful bayan, this is the special fadl of Allah Ta'ala, and what we call the tawajjuhat of our Shaykh. We all say we want tawajju, and tawajju is something that you can't see. Like Allah Ta'ala's special rahmat is descending, it's something we can't see. So Allah Ta'ala sends that rahmat, huwa allazi anzala as-sakinata fi qulubil mu'minin. Allah Ta'ala puts it in the hearts of the true pious servants of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And whether they are present or not, their tawajju is in this majlis. And accordingly, as Maulana explained, according to our niyat, that is how much Allah Ta'ala will give us. So we should be making shukr that Allah Ta'ala has brought us here, because Allah Ta'ala wants to connect us to Him. So Hazrat explained that this ayat that we have mentioned is regarding this period that we are going through particularly, that Allah Ta'ala says, verily, the system that Allah Ta'ala has made in the heavens and the earth, and as Mufti Sahib explained, that the world is not functioning on the system of the government or anything else. It is functioning on the system of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And from the time Allah created the heavens and earth, Allah Ta'ala has put the system in place. And what is the system of Allah Ta'ala? Inna iddata shuhur inda Allah 12 shahran fi kitabillah. That verily the system of Allah Ta'ala is that Allah has created 12 months in the year. This is the government made these calendars. It's no nation that made these calendars. Allah Ta'ala says, inna iddata shuhur. Verily the months of the year by Allah Rabbul Izzat fi kitabillah. It's in the statute book of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That constitution that nobody can change, no government can change, because that constitution is flawless. It's got no doubt whatsoever, and it's absolutely perfect, and that is the constitution of Allah Ta'ala, the Kitabullah. And Allah has given us that constitution, how to lead our life. If we follow that constitution, and any other constitution that goes against that constitution, we shun it aside. Then Allah Ta'ala says, you'll enjoy the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat. يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So one it is, in the Kitabullah, the constitution of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says, from when? يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. From the time Allah created the heavens and the earth, Allah Ta'ala has created the system for insan, for our benefit, and all this to find Allah Ta'ala, to recognize the system of Allah Ta'ala, and to become the obedient servants of Allah, and not to interfere in the system of Allah Ta'ala. As Hazrat explained, that this ayat, the shan and nuzul, the revelation of this ayat actually is, in the time of the pagan Arabs, the time of Jahiliyyah, they used to claim that we follow the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Like today, the world wants to fool us with the Abrahamic cult, that we all follow Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. But you want to change the system according to you and just put the label in front. That by Allah Ta'ala is totally rejected. So that label won't help. And all these interfaith conferences, etc., this will be. This is the same like the way of Jahiliyyah. So today we have become sophisticated Jahil. That just in a sophisticated way, we want to change the system of Allah. So we have to be very careful that in the days of Jahiliyyah, they say they used to follow the Ibrahimic cult, Ibrahim alayhi salam, we follow his Shariat, and they used to regard the 4 months which Allah said, minha arbaatun hurum, that in the 12 months, there are 4 months that are very sacred in eyes of Allah. And thus also we see, it is not by any Nabi, not by any custom, etc. Only Allah Ta'ala can make certain days, certain months, certain nights, the greatest nights in the world. Nobody else can change the system of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says, in this calendar, we have made 4 months very, very auspicious. They are very sanctified months, that whatever good deeds you do, it will be multiplied tremendously. But together with that, in these months, normally the system of Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if a person intends to do an evil deed, Allah Ta'ala commanded the angels, still don't write it until he does it. But in these months, a person makes an intention of an evil, then it will be written down also. And then you commit it, then multiplied it will be written. So we have to be very careful. Ulama have explained that these 4 months, 3 are consecutive. And we have started already the first one, Zulqa'dah. Already 3 days are gone. And as Hazrat explains, these are very auspicious, Mubarak days. Hazrat says, we hear karguzaris of Jamaat, that they go to certain place and say, people didn't even know that it was Ramadan. People didn't even know that it was Eid, etc. And then we feel sad for them. That what kind? How they were living their lives? We should think myself that Zulqa'dah has started Ashurul Hurum. Am I conscious that it is already Zulqa'dah? Am I conscious that I'm in this Mubarak month? And now I should be engaging more in the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And as Hazrat says, that when our tabiat is not made, and Mufti Sahib explained, when our focus is towards dunya, then we think, now what these buzruks are talking, that I just finished my Ramzan, somehow I managed to get through that ordeal, and now they say, never mind, keep another 6 to 1. Where am I going to manage that? But when a person's system is towards akhirat, then wa ila rabbika farghab, that towards Allah, what enjoyment, what release, you'll enjoy keeping these rozas. And then these months, you'll enjoy keeping the Ashurul Hurum. Hazrat explained that these are such blessed months. Hazrat Thani rahmatullah has mentioned one narration which Hazrat always mentioned. So in the barakat of our Hazrat, we mention it, that in these four months, that is Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram, which comes in the sequence, and then Rajab, which comes the 7th month of the Islamic calendar, whoever keeps Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Rosa, Allah Ta'ala will grant you the reward of 700 years ibadah. And that is just for our limited minds to understand. Allah's, وَاللَّهُ يَزُّكُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, Allah gives without limit. So we should understand and realize, Allah Ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ, this is the absolute deen. Don't be like the people of Jahiliyyah. They say they follow Ibrahim alayhi salam, and these months they say, we won't even fight. But now when they saw they want to take their revenge and they want to fight, then they alter the month. They say, no, they'll change the, now it's not Muharram, now it's Safar. They change the month or they change the year. They say, this year there'll be 14 months in the calendar. So Allah Ta'ala is teaching us that, like Allah Ta'ala over and over mentioned with regard to the Bani Israel, that don't follow in the way of the Jews and the Christians. In the sequence of this ayat, Allah Hazrat explains that before this ayat, in the Iddat al-Shuhur, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the Jews and the Christians, what was their way of life? اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا, that they took their rabbis and their priests, they made them their gods. It's not that how they you worship an idol, you made them their god. What it means, that how what suited them, their rabbis gave that type of decisions and that type of fatwas, which was against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they accepted it. And they regard, so that is, you made them your god. So we also should be very careful, don't become like the pagan Arabs also, don't become like the Jews and Christians, and also our deen. We have to follow that solid deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat, which Allah Ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ, this is the firm deen. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسِكُمْ, be very careful who you follow. Make those pious akabirin of yours who will keep you firm on deen, follow in their way of life. And we can't make enough shukr. Allah has given us such a shaykh in this time and age, where we, so to say, the world is in turmoil. And forget the turmoil of the running of the system of the world. We are in the turmoil as far as our iman is concerned. And this is the time to be worried that my iman is attacked directly, that which way am I following? That if it suits me, that now I want to practice on Islam also, but when the but comes, then what's wrong if I wear this kind of clothes? What's wrong if I do this? This what's wrong? This is the danger. And this is what Allah Ta'ala says, don't cause oppression to yourself. Don't harm yourself by trying to alter the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. by trying to change the system of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah's system is unique from ever, forever. All the Anbiya came with the message of Tawheed, of the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Allah Ta'ala finally sent the culmination, the best of all, that is the completion and perfection of deen by our beloved Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has informed us, كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة. All my ummah will enter Jannah. Allah has made it for my ummah to enter Jannah. The greatest number that will enter of all the ummah will be my ummah. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned us, كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبا. Besides those people who deny. Sahaba was shocked. قِيلَ وَمَنْ يَعْبَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Who's going to deny your way of life? The most outstanding way of life. We were lost and you showed us the way to Jannah. Then Sahaba asked, and our lives should be sacrificed upon them, and our pious elders. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied so beautifully, Man ata'ani dakhal al jannah, wa man ata'ani faqad aba. That those people who follow me, make my itaat, my ittiba, in every condition, wherever you are in the world, anytime you follow my sunnah, then you will enter Jannah. But if you go away my way of life, and you deny, and as Hazrat explains, one is you going against the sunnah, don't try and justify yourself. Realize that I'm making a mistake, and make tawbah, istighfar, this is the month, Allah accepts the tawbah. Hazrat explains so beautifully, in Jannah also you see it written on the wall, Majadna, wajadna ma talabna. What we desired, we followed the sunnah, we found it now in Jannah. And khasirna ma akhlafna, what we left behind, now we saw we were in a loss, we went away. And then we'll find ummatun muznibatun wa rabbun ghafoor, that the ummat was full of sin, but Allah was very merciful. So Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive us. Let us turn to Allah, let us beg Allah Ta'ala and stay connected to the pious servants of Allah and make dua Allah Ta'ala. Keep us with iman, strengthen our iman every minute and take us with complete perfect iman. Wa akhir dawana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahu bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.